Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, good afternoon. It's a beautiful but hot Thursday afternoon, August the 6th. And it's going to be another one of those very hot days, but nice. And I'm glad you're with us. Hey, it's Thursday, so we're on a downward slide toward the weekend. So Jefferson Parish had a school board meeting last night, and if you saw this on the news, you know that it got a little testy. Not everybody was happy, and you know schools are heading back. And in some parishes, the teachers are back, but in some parishes, the schools are back. For example, students in St. Charles Parish went back to class today. There's a woman that talked to WWL First News. She's a mom in St. Charles Parish, and she said, "My son is going back, and he's scared. I'm scared. We're all scared. It's not safe." And she says, "I think the economy opened back up too soon. We're not ready. They're walking around, not wearing masks, nobody taking anything seriously." So, I mean, is that an opinion you share? Do you feel this sentiment? I think everybody wants the schools to be reopened. But is this the right time for that to happen? That's one thing we'll talk about on the show this afternoon. Governor John Bel Edwards' press conference is scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon. We're going to carry that for you live in its entirety right here on the show. And as soon as it's over, we'll be here to respond to and react to what the governor had to say. Also, you've heard in our news here on WWL that a Baton Rouge judge is upholding Governor Edwards' mask mandate. And when people have called the show or texted the show, or when I've heard comments from people who say that, you know, this mask mandate, this is unconstitutional. And I've always argued that it seems like when there is an emergency declaration declared or issued, then some of the rules change. And some things that would not ordinarily be legal are indeed legal. And I can't imagine that there have been so many declarations of emergency declarations declared over the years here and around the country. It would be surprising if this has not gone before the Supreme Court and been upheld by the Supreme Court. And so now we have a Baton Rouge judge that is upholding the governor's mask mandate. And so it seems like that there are certain times when, guess what? The rules can change. And so get this idea out of your mind that it's, I mean, I guess some people are going to keep it in their mind that it's unconstitutional. It's not going to change their minds, but the point is, apparently it is constitutional. So anyway, that's something that we'll continue to watch and continue to talk about. The Portland police chief, Chuck Lovell, says that more violent rioters. So now that the feds have moved back, the violent rioters are starting. I talked to somebody yesterday whose sister lives in Portland, and she goes to the protest every day. She is part of the peaceful protest. And she says that what happens is about 10:30, the violent instigators start to come in and disrupt the protest. And they're looking for things to destroy. So this is a group that is a subgroup of the protest. This is not the people who are really behind the protest. And so we hear about this quite often with protest, where there are activists that come in and take over. But the other day, the the violent rioting or the violence in Portland did not come to an end until 3:30 in the morning. So apparently it starts late at night, goes on into the morning. And look, I don't know what it would take, but the police need to shut that down. And I still stand by my view that sending in the feds seemed to be ill-advised and more of a campaign stunt than something that was dealing with reality, because the feds didn't stop it, and the feds are gone, and now it's still going on. So, you know, Oregon has to figure out a way to do this, and I believe that the Oregon State Police have come in and taken over that. But, you know, once again, understand that, you know, somebody can support the protesters but not support the rioters. And it seems like there's this tendency to think, well, if you support the protesters, then you're supporting the rioters. No, that's not the case. You know, a lot of us actually think about things. So many people think about things, and they have opinions. And it's not, you know, if I believe this, then I believe all of this. No, it's not that way at all. President Trump says that negotiations with congressional Democrats on the new pandemic relief bill do continue.
We've been negotiating in good faith with Democrat leaders in the House to extend relief payments. We're negotiating right now as we speak, and we'll see how that works out. But if Democrat leaders put partisan demands aside, we would reach an agreement very quickly. It would happen very quickly.
Okay, here's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had to say about the negotiations right now.
Yeah, we've got to end the virus, that we can open our schools and open our economy. We've got to help state and local governments so they can meet the needs of people. And we have to put money in the pockets of the American people so that they can stimulate the economy, spend the money, inject demand, and the rest.
And here is White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows talking about the pressure coming from Democrats.
Anybody who's covered Congress long enough knows that I typically will not concede as readily as some might think.
So what is really unsettling about this is the reality that politics is being played. Who's the bigger player? Depends on who you talk to. Republicans are going to say it's the Democrats. The Democrats are going to say it's the Republicans. So welcome to America in the year 2020. I mean, this is what we deal with. And so the unsettling thing for me, the unsettling thing for you, should be the idea that we have politicians that are staking out and protecting their political territory over doing what's best for you and me, the American people. And I don't need it as much. I don't need it like some people need it. Some of you are in a desperate situation. Some of you are scared. Some of you don't have income coming in. And while you're dealing with that reality, the politicians that you vote for are sitting up there and they're arguing. They're arguing over political posturing. And it's almost as if, and this came up on the show yesterday, it's almost as if there are Republicans that would stop something the Democrats want, even if it's good for the American people, because it would make the Democrats look good. And then there are Democrats who would not want to go along with anything Trump said, even if it was good for the American people, because it would make him look good. This is where we are. And this is why we all, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, this is why we all should be more willing to vote them out. And there are going to be some casualties along the way. There are going to be some good people who are going to lose their positions. But if the good are aligning with the bad and not really standing out, we don't know who's good and who's bad. You know, we always think that our representatives are the good ones. And so we want to shut down the representatives in you know, the members of Congress and members of the Senate. We want to shut down the ones in other states that are not cooperating. But the point is, they believe they're doing what they think you want them to do. You're cheering them on, because there are Republicans cheering on the White House and the Republicans, the Republican voters cheering all of them on, saying, yes, good for our side. They're standing up for us. They're not going to cave. They're going to make sure that this is what they want. And there are Democrats doing the same thing. And so what happens in the meantime? You don't get what you need. And all of the politicians there collectively are part of this unfortunate process. And it occurs to me that we should all be more willing, even if it means sacrificing our own elected officials, our representatives in Washington, D.C., even if we have to sacrifice ours, wherever you are in this country, even if we have to sacrifice the good, maybe it's worth it to just get them all out or to at least send a message that if you don't start doing what's in the best interest of us, and if you continue to play politics, we, the American people, are going to blanketly vote all of you out of office. I know that's not going to happen, but in theory, it would send one hell of a message to the politicians in Washington, because right now, the Democrats are cheering on the Democrats, Republicans are cheering on the Republicans, and so the politicians are reflecting the voters. And I know there are a lot of people that say, you know, really, come on, you know, this is not what's happening. No, this is what's happening. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. All right, so what if you had a big party at your house and the police were called and you were in violation of mask and social distancing rules? What if you had a party that defied the mandates and the city shut your power and water off? Is that consequence too severe? I'm Scoot. We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL. All right, so there's this large party at this huge mansion in Los Angeles. And this has led to a threat now from the city of Los Angeles that if you have a party, in fact, by the way, there was even a shooting at that party. If you have a party in defiance of the mask and social distancing mandates, we're going to shut your power and your water off. Is that consequence fair or is it too severe? That's our WWL opinion poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We'll give you an update on that in just a few minutes. And we'll talk more about this in just a moment. Let's go to Grand Isle. And Dave, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, bud?
Boy, I'm good. Dave, if you're in Grand Isle, man, go ahead. I'm saying you should be fishing instead of calling our show.
I've been here years, and I've never fished.
Really?
Yeah, you keep asking me questions about the fish. I originally from upstate New York, and I wasn't raised around water or none. So when I came down here, and guess where I worked for 16 years? At a marina.
That's crazy.
But I never fished. But anyways,
are you happy there?
Oh, my God. Life is... You wouldn't believe. I wish you could come visit me, buddy.
I haven't been to Grand Isle in years, and I've got to get back. I'm going to get in my car one day, and I'm going to drive down to Grand Isle.
Do you like laid back a little bit and a little?
I do.
Sand and you know, and margarita. And that's what's cool down here now.
Yeah.
It really is.
Love that, Dave.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you, you are so right about, here's the question. Why don't we, and I don't mean black, white, red, green, everybody, had enough of the government? And they're fighting. How much money did the Democrats spend on get Trump out last year, 3 years?
I'm sure a lot.
I bet you could feed a lot of people in need right now.
Sure could.
That's all I'm saying. I don't mean to be a jerk, not like that on here. But anyway, I support you, man. You're a good dude.
Dave, I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you being part of our show in the afternoon, and thanks for calling in. And enjoy a beautiful but hot day in Grand Isle today.
Yeah, make sure you come on down. I'll take care of you.
All right, Dave, thanks. Yeah, I really do need to take a run down there. I haven't been down to Grand Island. I bet, I'm thinking back on this, and I bet the mid-90s was the last time I was in Grand Isle. So I'm gonna take a drive down there. I think I'm gonna have to go through that speed trap, Golden Meadow. Is Golden Meadow still a speed trap? I mean, Golden Meadow used to be like this well-known, verified speed trap. You go through Golden Meadow, and you better drive the speed limit. Is it still that way? I know it used to be that way. Is that still going on down there? Anyway, send me a text, 504-260-1870. Would increasing the consequences for violating municipal rules concerning COVID-19, would that lead to fewer violations? In the wake of this huge gathering at a mansion in a very exclusive neighborhood in Los Angeles, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has announced that anybody violating the city's rules on parties and gatherings could have their power and water shut off by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Now, the action of the city shutting off power and water to a house is a drastic measure, but is it too drastic? I think some of our problems in America are the result of consequences that are not severe enough to change behavior. Young criminals are not deterred because of consequences because they're not severe enough. In many cases, young criminals are maybe temporarily detained. And that doesn't prove to be much of a consequence that discourages them from taking the chance on committing a crime. In bars in New Orleans and a few around the state of Louisiana, they fined them for violating the mandates from Governor John Bel Edwards. Some of the bars continued to allow gross violations of the mask and social distancing restrictions. And so now their permits have been taken away. They've essentially been shut down. That was the only action that stopped the flagrant violators. Resistance to the announcement that the city of Los Angeles will cut off power and water to any home hosting a big gathering is based on the idea that maybe the punishment hasn't been too severe up to this point. So instead of complaining about a consequence being too severe, let's support a consequence severe enough to change behavior of stubborn individuals that feel the need to flaunt their false sense of freedom. In the mid-90s, and I know many of you will remember this, in the mid-90s, there was outrage in America over the conviction and sentencing of 18-year-old American citizen Michael Fay. This was in Singapore. Michael Fay was convicted of violating Singapore's anti-vandalism laws when he was caught spray painting graffiti in the city. The 18-year-old American was sentenced to a public caning. And that drew criticism from Americans that argued this punishment's too severe for the crime committed. The outrage was based on the idea that America would never administer that form of punishment for committing the act of vandalism. Michael Fay was hit with a cane 6 times as his sentence was carried out. And on my radio talk show at the time, I took the position that while we might not have that punishment in America, the punishment is so severe in Singapore that Singapore probably has a lot cleaner of a city. I've never been to Singapore, but if the penalty is severe enough, people are not going to be as tempted to commit the crime. So if there are rules established for the common good during the worst health crisis in American modern times, those rules should be followed. And any blatant breakers of the rules should be met with a consequence that is actually enough to discourage them from breaking the rules, right? If a business violates the rules, then the business's permit is taken away. They're shut down. If somebody has a party that violates the rules, turn off their power and their water. Because a fine is not going to do it, especially if you live in a mansion. You think you're going to care about a citation? You're going to care about a fine? You're not. But you do care if your water and power are shut off. I mean, what good is a mansion if you don't have water and power? So why would that be a problem? If you want to join us with a comment, our numbers, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. And from Metairie, Matt, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to play a little devil's advocate with you with this party thing. So what if I had the party in my mansion as a peaceful protest to the government telling us we can't have parties and we have to stay distance? We turned a blind eye to all the protests coming and walking across and breaking the law and becoming unlawful assemblies by shutting down an interstate system. And then in Seattle, and we know where they went, and no one did them anything. There was no fine for them. They were encouraged to do peaceful protesting. What if the party is my peaceful protest against government overreach?
I think it's
not
a great point, Matt.
I'm just saying what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander.
I think that's a good point, and I'm not for encouraging. I'm for encouraging freedom of speech. I'm for the encouragement of following the rules. And it does seem as if there were a lot of politicians locally and nationally that turned a blind eye to violations by protesters. And I even talked about my experience of going to one of the protests here at Duncan Plaza at City Hall. And I was honest about seeing masks. Not everybody had on a mask. And there was very little social distancing. And I have a problem with that because I think that leads to the spread. Now, when it comes to the government saying you can't gather on the street to protest, to me, that's a little different than holding a homeowner accountable for what happens in their house. And maybe that seems hypocritical. I'm just giving you the best answer I can, but I think you bring up a valid point to discuss.
So that's just, like I said, I think we got to do what we got to do to get through this and be done with it and put it in the past. I've always said, whether I agree or don't agree, it doesn't really matter because it's not going to change anything. We're going to have to do whatever it is that they want us to do to get through it. Otherwise, they're just going to punish us and put us back in phase one and lock us back down again.
Yeah. Well, Matt, there's no doubt a lot was not said about the protesters. And I think the protesters, like any large group, had the ability to spread the disease. However, the numbers went up long after the 14-day period had passed, when the protest around most of the country and here had gone away. So it wasn't just the protesters. It was people in bars. And there are people who thought that it was just the protesters and they defended the people in bars. And it really is everything. But Matt, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, way too severe to cut off power and water. Government has no right to do that. And that's from Larry and Slidell. Well, we'll see. There are consequences for breaking the rules. Wouldn't it be better to just follow the rules? Or are you justifying breaking the rules, and that's why you don't want the penalty to be very severe? On the road, Carol, you're on WWL.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. It's hard to know day from night in this world we live in. But I think the government is justified in doing a power outage and a water cutoff, because what kind of homeowner would invite his or her friends over there? It's like when the parents are gone, the kids are going to have a party. And but the whole point is, most protesters that are, competent protesters are going to have masks on. And if you ever are in a crowd of people, I mean, I'm walking around in New Orleans just to jump out at the coffee house, and there are people on the sidewalk talking with no mask on, which I think is utterly ridiculous. I mean, we're very fortunate to have a good governor that is trying to get people to do the right thing, but it's up to the individual to do the right thing. I mean, if it's not for themselves, for other people. Like, be concerned about other people's lives if you don't care for your own. Because, I mean, I went into an automobile dealership just to buy a part. And the people, I won't mention the name of the company, but I asked the guy, where's your mask? He says, it's over there. I said, well, it's not doing any good. Don't you want schools to open? And he just kind of laughed. But I thought, it's utterly ridiculous that, you know, all the customers had masks on. So anybody who is dealing with the public or just in public should be wearing a mask, whether you're walking down the block. I can see if you're working out, that's a different thing, and you're spaced out, social distancing. But once you're talking to people, sitting outside of a coffee house, put the mask on for the sake of the general public. Thank you.
Carol, I agree, and I would agree that that employees in businesses need to wear their masks. I don't know what part of this people don't understand.
My mother's going to be 100 years old December 11th. She was born in 1920. The only thing older than her is the house we live in. It was built in 1820. And I want to see her make it past 100 because she's in great shape. And, you know, yesterday we went to a hairdresser. She got her hair cut. The hairdresser's practicing social distancing. They're very responsible. And I wouldn't go any place where they weren't. But the whole point is, you know, if you don't, even if you don't have senior citizens in your life, there are other people who are fortunate enough to have people in their 80s, 90s, and maybe in the beginning of 100. Yeah. I mean, her doctors told her 20 years ago she's going to live to be 100 or older because she's in such great shape and she took care of herself. She used to be a CPA
the
public health hospital. But the whole point is I'm going to make certain that I stay away from people that are not doing the right thing because I don't want to endanger her life. And I don't want to endanger anybody's life, whether they're 5 years old, 3 months old, or 100 years old. So I think the general public in New Orleans knows what to do. Just do it. Thank you.
Carol, I appreciate the call. Thanks for being with us. Here's a text that says, I've been to Singapore many times. It's very clean, orderly, and safe. And everywhere you go, spitting gum out is a $500 fine. But prostitution is legal as long as it is discreet, no hookers on the corners. It's a great place. I would love to go to Singapore. Well, not because there's hookers there, but I would love to go to Singapore because it just seemed like a really cool place. But, you know, do you hear this undertone? I mean, not from our last caller, but there's this undertone from some people that, oh, that penalty is too severe. Well, why don't you think about not breaking the rules? If you're complaining about the penalty, then you're basically announcing that you want to break the rules and you just don't want the penalty to be very severe. I am getting a number of texts that Golden Meadow is still a speed trap. And I say a speed trap. Look, you know, when you go through a small town, you know, you need to slow down. And I would recommend that you know, really pay attention to the speed laws in small towns. Because, I mean, if you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. And you can't get mad at them for giving you a ticket. Now, what I don't like is if something is kind of deceptive, and I don't really know whether there's anything deceptive going on there. I'll assume it's all legal. But, hey, you go through Golden Meadow, apparently you still need to drive the speed limit. If you're on hold, hang on. Getting a lot of great text here. I'm Scooch. We'll be right back. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's Thursday. That means tonight is 80s night, live on the Scoot on the Air Instagram account. So just after 9 o'clock, I'll do a couple of 80s songs. It's part of a social distance dancing that started at the beginning of this pandemic when we were shut down. And because of you, it continues today. It's kind of fun. It's kind of stupid, but I do it anyway. So 80s night, live tonight, Instagram. In fact, you can go back to Instagram TV, IGTV, and check out past 80s nights. It's been fun. This was one of the songs I danced to last week. So we'll do it again tonight, just after 9 o'clock. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, that's what people have done. You know, I mean, they call the police. They see large gatherings, and they call the police. And in Los Angeles, there was a party at a big mansion. And as a result of that, Mayor Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles has said that if a house violates, if there's a party at a house that violates the mandates for social distancing and wearing a mask, they're going to shut off the power and the water. And here's Mayor Garcetti.
By turning off that power, shutting down that water, we feel we can close these places down, which usually are not one-time offenders, but multiple offenders.
Here's an update on our WWL opinion poll. Is shutting off the water and power to a house that hosts a large gathering a violation of COVID-19 restrictions? Is that too severe? 69%. Say yes. 31% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Picayune, Jeb, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jeb. Okay, let's go to John in Metairie. John, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hey, just a quick question. Do you watch the 9 o'clock news by chance?
I do. Like on Fox 8 at night.
Right. So last night I was watching Fox 8.
And I watched. I watched.
And the young lady was interviewing two members of the Jefferson Parish School Board, and she, of course, was wearing a mask. They showed a wide-angle shot. These two guys are talking about delaying schools. They were less than 2 feet apart. Neither one of them had a mask on.
Yeah.
One gentleman had no mask on. It was around his neck. The other gentleman had no mask whatsoever. And it just seems to me it's a little, you know, I mean, they're on there promoting backing up schools, and obviously they should be enforcing or talking about safe measures, and they're blatantly showing disrespect for those measures, and nobody, the anchors, and I don't know if the young lady who was doing the interview mentioned it, but there nobody mentioned the fact these two guys who are elected officials are doing nothing that people that they're asking other members of their parish to do, and I think it's extremely hypocritical, and I can't understand why it wasn't pointed out.
It is hypocritical, John. And in fact, it's, you know, again, it reminds us once again that politicians in general, as a group, they think they're above the law. They think that they're not subject to the same rules that we are. In other words, they feel special. And this is just evident on so many different levels. And that does bother me. You know, I think about Herman Cain, the former Republican presidential candidate. Herman Cain was at President Trump's rally. I think it was Kansas City, but I'm not sure. He was at a big Trump rally. No mask. Oh, it was in Tulsa. No mask. And he ends up getting COVID-19. And today he's dead.
It amazes me. Like, you know, Lee Zurich does all these investigations. It's were incredible. But he doesn't point out the obvious thing he watched 10 seconds ago. You know, and I understand. I understand the way that the media works, and I understand that, you know, that they got to go by what they go. But, you know, it seems like on a local level, we can only do so much on a local level. We can't control what's done nationally. But to ask people to do something and you can't even do it for 10 seconds during an interview just appalled me, and I just wanted to mention it because nobody pointed it out, and I just wanted to bring it up.
John, I think it's fair, and I think that's one of the great things about talk radio, that we get to comment on things that are covered in the news. So I really appreciate your call. I want to remind you that Governor Edwards' press conference is scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon. We're going to carry that in its entirety, and we'll be here to talk about it afterwards. We'll talk about what the governor is going to tell us, and we'll also get your reaction to it. I'll react to it as well. Here's a text that says it's legislated. Forward information. Okay, well, just forward me the information. Here's a text. I think the mansion was rented. Okay, well, now the mansion doesn't have any power. You know, you better be careful who you rent to and find a way to get a deposit big enough to compensate for the consequences that result from a party that's not responsible in your mansion. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, well, don't take it off until you actually get home. I'm sure you've heard Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has tested positive for COVID-19. He's asymptomatic, and he got tested because he was supposed to greet President Trump today when the president was visiting Ohio. And just like Jeff Landry, the Republican Attorney General here in Louisiana, he couldn't meet with President Trump because he tested positive. And so these guys are going around, and they're positive. They don't know that they even have it. And they're giving it to other people. So it seems like this is where the problem lies. Here is a text that says, in this day and age of selective compliance with the law and officials, a responsible civil community must take reasonable acts to bring about compliance for the public good, and shutting off utilities is reasonable. I would agree. Here's a text. Call them out. The people who have a problem with masks are the same I know my rights, pro-life, Trump 2020 hypocrites, and they yell law and order. Here's a text that says Golden Meadow is a speed trap. It goes from 65 to 35, and the cops are always waiting for your right where the speed changes. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up right after the news. We'll get updated on the news here in just a moment. I wrote a blog about this new rule in Los Angeles that if you have a party that violates the rules and regulations concerning COVID-19 with masks and social distancing, the city's going to cut off your water and your power. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is going to shut it all off. Is that too drastic? That's our WWL opinion poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com, and we will continue this conversation. Also, I'm sure you saw that the Jefferson Parish School Board meeting, which a caller just mentioned a moment ago, got really testy. In fact, they ended it last night. There's a lot of still a lot of controversy about going back to school. Everybody wants kids to go back to school. The question is it the right time and the right thing to do? And students in St. Charles Parish went back to school today. All right, so if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll talk until Governor Edwards' press conference at 2:30, then carry the press conference, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. I'm Scoot. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870, and we will be right back on this Thursday afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.